And then sometimes you might say, I have to go downtown to do some
errands.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to a store, you're going to do some
shopping.
And if you made a purchase, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and, let's say if you went into a butcher shop, he took the meat and he put it in the
paper sack.
Right, and or sometimes before he puts
wrapped it.
Beg your pardon?
He wrapped it. Mm-hmm.
And when you get home with a package, you would say, with that package you get home, what would you do if you wanted it?
I would tell my wife I bought some meat for supper.
Uh-huh. And what would she do with the meat?
She'd put it in the refrigerator.
And when she was going to use it for supper?
She'd take it out and unwrap it. Mm-hmm. Cook it.
Right. And if you had to sell for less than you paid, you would say, I had to sell it.
You mean selling something?
Now? Yeah, when you sell something for less than you paid, you'd say, I had to sell it.
At a loss?
When you admire something but don't have enough money to buy it, you'd say, I'd like to buy it, but it...
Too expensive. Mm-hmm. Above my allowance. Mm-hmm.
And then you might say, sure, that's a nice tractor, but I can't buy it because of...
Can't afford it.
Or you might say, because it blank too much.
Uses too much oil.
Or if the price is too high, you might say, it...
Too expensive.
Or it might, it blank too much.
Cost too much.
Right. And when it's time to pay the bill is, or like when you, for instance, when you went down to, it was time to pay the bill at the store, what would that time be called? The bill is?
Due.
Right? And when you belong to, let's say like when you belong to the Rotary Club, you'd have to pay the
dues.
And if you haven't any money, you've got, and you have to go to a friend and try to
borrow some money, borrow some.
And you remember in the banking business, when you have to gently refuse a loan, you might say, money is. Or, you know, during the 30s, they had this a lot.
Oh, yeah, money is scarce.
Right. And then let's say you were talking about when you went, let's say like a kid's at a pool, and he ran down the springboard and went in?
Jumped in.
Or another term?
Dove in. Uh-huh.
And lots of boys blank off the high board.
Lots of boys followed him up the high board.
Yeah, or they might...
Lots of boys dove in off the top board.
And then the boys, let's say, or we might also say, lots of boys blank off the high board.
Jumped off the high board.
Right, and using that same word that begins with D, lots of boys blank off the high board.
Dove off the high board.
9 or 10 blank off it already this afternoon.
9 or 10 dove off the board this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. When you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly buster.
That's good. If a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks his feet and goes over, you would say he turns a...
Somersault.
When he gets across the river, you would say he dived in and...
Swam across the river.
And children like to blank in the big creek.
Swim in the big creek.
And I have to blank there myself.